Good morning. Today we are completing our topic. We've been talking over the last number of days about giving a bracha to somebody. Is it permitted to give somebody a bracha with the psukim of Birkas Kohanim, Yevrach Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yashem banavadecha v'chunecha, etc., with your hands on top of the person's head, kind of like duchening, like a coin does. We're talking now a non-coin or possibly even a coin because it's not being done in the context of davening. It's a Rebbe giving a bracha to his student, or a father or mother giving a bracha to a child or a friend, to somebody else when you're departing. Is that permitted or is that not permitted? And we saw that there's actually a machlokes in the Achronim. The Gra was of the view that you're not allowed to put your hands up, especially on somebody else's head, and say the psukim of Birkas Kohanim, because the Pasuk tells us, Kotevarachu, the Kohanim, give the bracha, and not non-Kohanim. So the Gra was of the view that it is problematic to do such. Nonetheless, we saw a number of views that it's okay, no problem, maybe even preferable to use two hands, not just one hand. The Gra would say one hand, but others, the Yaivitz and others, said two hand, no problem, it's even preferable. You're looking like you're stingy if you use only one hand. There's a stronger bracha with both hands. We brought various rationales. So today, we're taking the next step. And according to the majority view, that there's no problem putting two hands on top of the head of the recipient of the bracha, our question is as follows. Can the person then divide up his fingers like the coin does? Kind of as we've all seen, the dividing with the various windows in the fingers, two fingers together, the thumb spread out, etc. Can you do that? And we're talking now again either about a non-coin or even a coin, because it's not in the context of the Birkas Kohanim in Shul. So in fact, there's a Zohar that says as follows, Afilu b'lo aliyah leduchen, even when you're not going up, you're not duchening. And you're not saying the brachas, not even saying the brachas, Yivrech Hashem v'yishbarecha. Despite that, nonetheless, it's not in the context of duchening at all. You're not saying the psukim. It is asur liskof ha'etzbos kedugmas ha'kohanim beduchen. It's prohibited to hold up the fingers, to divide up the fingers as the kohanim do when they give the birkas kohanim. And the Zohar continues and says, if you do that, you are bringing a terrible decree upon yourself. It's a horrific language to somebody who would indeed would hold up the fingers like that as a Kohen does. And the Zohar continues and says, this applies not only to a non-Kohen, but it also applies to a Kohen if it's not at the time of Nesias Kapayim. If it's not in the context of davening during the Nesias Kapayim, if this applies, it's a problematic, horrible, problematic issue to hold up the hands like a Kohen does, dividing up the fingers, and that applies both to a non-Kohen and to a Kohen as well. So the Tshuvas Rivavas Ephraim brings in the name of the Gaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says that apparently what the Zohar is talking about, and we'll read his language, the Mistavret Kavanas HaZohar Le'asur, that the Zohar says is prohibited, Kishezokef Kaf Yadav L'mala Mirosheim Shel Bnei Adam. It's talking about when you're dividing up the fingers like the coin, in addition, you are lifting up your hands above the hands of other people to give them a bracha. So as of now, what we see here is that even though we permit giving a bracha to recipient with two hands, but it's highly problematic, it's prohibited to divide up the fingers like a coin does when he duchens, and that applies whether the person is a coin or not a coin. It doesn't matter. It cannot be done. However, the dividing up the fingers like the coin when not lifting up the hands to give a bracha, if you're not lifting up your hands, you're simply dividing up your fingers like the Kohen, that indeed, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, would not be a problem. So there we have it when it comes to our question of giving a bracha to a recipient. Most poskim are of the view that indeed you can put both hands on the head of the recipient. However, do not divide up the fingers like the Kohen does. We put a stop on what we're permitted to do there. So the hands on the head, okay, but dividing the fingers in that context would not be okay. Have a wonderful day.